Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. The show needs to end soon.
Just wait till next week. You thought this week was busy.
My goodness.
Looking forward to this, though. Looking forward to this segment.
All right, a little treat for you. So we talk every day about what should be in the show, what doesn't go into the show. Pretty stacked week. A lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff didn't make the rundown. So we asked Greg Pancake Hill, produces the program, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a episode that we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
So you know how they say life is like a movie? I have a pretty prime example of that, but more on that in a moment. Have you seen the latest lawsuit that tech giant Google is being hit with? No? Okay, great. So who is accusing... who is accusing Google of treating them unfairly in this lawsuit? Well, Russia. The entire country of Russia is tackling Google. So why? Well, the Kremlin is mad at Google for blocking the use of some of their digital entities, mainly YouTube. The Russian state media is reporting that Russia demanded that Google restore the YouTube accounts that were suspended when Russia initially invaded Ukraine in 2022. Okay, so why bring this up? Well, because the amount in damages that the Kremlin is asking for is literally unheard of. They are suing Google in a city suit to the tune of 2 undecillion rubles.
Which That's a real number?
Which is about $2.50.
Which is, unfortunately, not 20 decillion dollars.
What?
Which is a real number.
You made that up.
In other words, it's 20 billion trillion trillion dollars. Which is also real. That's the number 20, followed by 36 zeros. When asked about the lawsuit during a call with reporters Thursday, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov admitted that he, quote, can't even pronounce this figure right. All right.
But figure is accurate, no?
But said that the eye-watering sum was, quote, filled with symbolism. Google should not be restricting the actions of our broadcasters on its platform. So does this sound like a particular movie to you? I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. Fortunately, I actually gathered audio of the initial meeting of the Kremlin that they had with their lawyers, and I ran it through my Russian translator machine.
Translating. Beep, beep, bop. Boop, beep, beep, B-O-O-P, beep. Done.
Okay. So I ran it through the translator, and this is how the first negotiation went.
And we hold the world ransom for... $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
Okay, so the advisors of the Kremlin said, hey, maybe we should ask for a little bit more. So after some hard-nosed deliberation, the lawsuit came out and the Kremlin eventually asked for...
$1 billion, gajillion, fifillion.
Yeah, so CNN reached out to Google amongst the disputes. Google replied with, civil judgments that include compounding penalties have been imposed upon us in connection with disputes regarding the termination of accounts, including those of sanctioned parties. Google also said, we do not believe these ongoing legal matters will have a material adverse effect on earnings. Google's earnings came back yesterday, wouldn't you know it, up 15% year over year. Indeed. So, when people say that life is like a movie, they never really specify what kind of movie it is. And after this story, and now what we've learned, that movie that we're living in our lives all along, well, it's just Austin Powers.
We could make trillions.
Why make trillions when we could make... billions?
A trillion is more than a billion, numbnuts.